Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time we're exploring something really fascinating.
Yeah.
The connection between language development and something called theory of mind in deaf children.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I love this topic.
Yeah. So for our listeners who maybe haven't encountered the term theory of mind before.
Right.
Could you give us a little bit of a kind of a theory of mind 101?
Yeah, absolutely. Theory of mind, or sometimes we call it TOM for short,
yeah,
is basically that ability to understand that other people have their own thoughts and feelings and perspectives, you know, separate from our own.
Right, like they have their own little world going on inside their head.
Exactly. It's like that aha moment when you realize, oh, wait, other people's minds work differently than mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a big deal. It's fundamental for social interaction.
Oh, absolutely.
Understanding people's actions, and even for things like empathy and deception.
Right, recognizing when somebody might be trying to, you know, pull one over on ya.
Exactly, yeah.
So how does this all connect to deaf children and language development?
Well, for a long time, people kind of assumed that any differences in TOM between deaf and hearing children were due to some sort of like cognitive differences, like their brains were just wired differently.
Right.
But more recent research is suggesting that might not be the whole story.
Okay, so it's not necessarily about their cognitive ability, but maybe something else is at play.
Exactly. Like one study I was looking at looked at deaf and hearing college students.
Okay.
And they used these tasks that are specifically designed to measure TOM.
Okay.
Like there's this classic one called the false belief task, where you have to understand that someone else might have a belief that is actually untrue.
Right.
And what was interesting is that while the deaf participants did tend to score lower on these TOM tasks, this difference, it wasn't related to whether they had early access to sign language or even spoken language through cochlear implants.
Okay, so if it's not just about early social interaction alone, then where does language come in?
Well, that's what's so intriguing about all of this. The research seems to point to language acquisition itself as like a potential key.
Okay.
So deaf children who learn sign language early on, they develop TOM very similarly to hearing children.
So early access to sign language can help to bridge that theory of mind gap.
It seems that way, yeah.
That we often observe in deaf children. That's amazing.
It is, yeah. And it really highlights that those differences we sometimes see in TOM, you know, earlier on might not be about cognitive ability at all.
Right.
But about access to, like, a robust and complete language system from early in life.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's almost like language gives them the framework for understanding other minds.
I was just thinking that without that linguistic framework, it might be harder for them to grasp those more complex social and emotional concepts.
You're totally right. And that leads us to another layer in all of this. This idea of what researchers are calling matching communication styles between children and their parents.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So does that mean like whether the parent and the child are both deaf, both hearing, or have different hearing statuses?
Yeah, exactly. So matching communication styles essentially means that the child and their caregiver are using the same way of communicating.
Okay.
Be it spoken language or sign language.
Gotcha.
And some studies show that deaf or hard of hearing children who have hearing parents, they're more likely to experience these language delays.
Uh-huh.
And as we've been talking about, those language delays can then impact TOM development.
So it sounds like the research suggests that if the child's communication style matches their parents, they tend to have fewer of these challenges.
It seems like that, yeah.
Does that mean, though, that deaf children with hearing parents are at some sort of automatic disadvantage?
No, not at all. And this is where that early and consistent access to sign language is so important.
So it's really about, like, providing that shared communication system, that foundation of sign language that seems to be key.
That's exactly it. And this brings us to, I think, a really important point about early intervention and creating environments where those shared communication systems can actually thrive.
So if we're talking about early intervention, what are some of the things that parents and educators can do to help support a deaf child's language development?
Right.
And in turn, then their theory of mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, for hearing parents of deaf children learning sign language themselves is a huge first step.
Yeah.
I mean, it shows a real commitment to their child's language.
Mm-hmm.
It helps foster a deeper connection and helps to create that shared communication system that we keep talking about.
It sends such a powerful message to the kid, too, right?
Totally.
Like, your language is important.
Yeah.
And I'm here to learn it with you.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just learning the signs, you know.
Yeah.
It's about creating a rich, immersive language environment for the child.
Right.
You know, fostering communication, encouraging interaction, and just giving them the tools they need to express themselves
right.
and understand the world around them.
That makes me think about the importance of like deaf role models and communities.
Oh, for sure.
For deaf children.
Absolutely.
I mean, seeing fluent sign language users interacting with deaf peers.
Yeah.
Being part of like a vibrant deaf community.
It can make such a difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
A huge impact.
It's almost like providing a cultural context for language too, right?
For sure. You're totally right. It's about creating this sense of belonging, this
yeah.
shared identity, and showing deaf children that, you know,
yeah.
their language and their culture are valued and respected.
Absolutely.
And remember, you know, sign language isn't monolithic. There's right. variation, there's dialects,
yeah.
much like spoken language. So exposure to these nuances within the deaf community
yeah.
can really enrich their understanding even further.
So I guess recognizing that crucial role of sign language.
Right.
You know, aside from learning sign language themselves,
yeah.
what are some other things that hearing parents of deaf children can do
right.
to support their development?
Oh, there's a lot they can do.
Yeah.
Seeking out resources, connecting with the deaf communities, and really advocating for their child's access to language and education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really does take a village to raise a child.
Absolutely.
And in this case, it's about building those bridges between the hearing and deaf worlds.
It's about acknowledging that deaf children aren't like behind or deficient.
Totally.
But they're just developing differently with their own unique strengths and needs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Their language and their culture are assets to be celebrated and nurtured.
You know, this whole conversation has really got me thinking.
Yeah.
How can we take what we're learning here about deaf children's language development and apply it to language learning and social development for all children?
That's a fantastic question. And it really brings to light, I think, a universal truth about child development.
Okay.
You know, one of the key takeaways here is the importance of early language exposure and interaction for all kids.
So it's not just about deaf children learning sign language.
Right.
It's about all children having these rich and stimulating
yeah.
language experiences.
Absolutely.
From a young age.
The more we talk to children, sing to them, read to them, the more we interact with them in meaningful ways.
Right.
The more we're helping them to build that essential foundation for language, for communication, for social emotional development.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive for me.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
I know, me too.
It really makes you think about just how much we can learn
yeah.
from the deaf community's approach
yeah.
to language and communication.
Yeah, it's all about embracing diversity.
Right.
Right. Recognizing there are so many different ways
yeah.
to communicate and connect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've been on this deep dive exploring the connection between language development
yeah.
and theory of mind in deaf children.
Uh-huh.
And I think we've uncovered some really valuable insights.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, we've seen how that early access to sign language
right.
can have such a big impact
yeah.
on a deaf child's ability to understand, you know, other people's thoughts and feelings and their perspective.
Absolutely. And we've challenged those old assumptions
right.
about, you know, cognitive differences.
Right. It's not about what's missing.
Yeah.
But providing the tools
exactly.
for each child to thrive.
And you know what's interesting is how these findings can help us understand language learning for all children.
Yeah.
It really underscores that importance of early language exposure and interaction.
Yeah.
Regardless of hearing status.
So every interaction counts.
Every interaction counts.
Every conversation, every book we read.
Totally.
Every song.
All of it.
It all adds up.
Think about it this way. When we engage a child in conversation, we're not just, you know, filling the air with words.
Yeah.
We're nurturing their ability
right.
to understand the world, to connect with others on a deeper level.
We're giving them those building blocks.
Exactly.
To understand that other people have their own thoughts and feelings.
And that understanding is at the heart of so much
yeah.
empathy, compassion, effective communication.
Right.
You know, building meaningful relationships.
Absolutely. So whether a child is learning sign language, spoken language, or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
It sounds like creating that language-rich environment that encourages interaction is crucial.
It's about celebrating language
right.
in all its forms and recognizing its power to shape
right.
how we think, how we learn, how we connect.
This deep dive has been so enlightening.
I agree.
We've really gained a much deeper understanding and appreciation.
Yeah.
For that complex journey of language development.
It's a journey.
Especially for deaf children.
Well, I hope this inspires our listeners to keep exploring this fascinating intersection of language and cognition and to advocate for inclusive language learning environments for all.
What a great takeaway message.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of theory of mind.
My pleasure.
And language development.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep those minds curious.